This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Watched by Barnable, spins, one hand between the leg, I'm out. I'm not calling any more games because Chase Frazier just broke my mind.
Unbelievable, the human highlight reel. Chase Frazier does not score ugly goals. Takes his man wide, one hand on the stick, the Beyonda bouncer and in. Call Sports Center.
TSN on the Bandits game. They ultimately lost. I was watching when Chase Frazier scored that goal, like one-handed, behind the back, through the legs, bounce off the ground. I mean, pretty nuts. Bandits did ultimately fall, though. They will come back home for a game Saturday at KeyBank Center. 4:30 Saturday. Nice little afternoon affair. I like that. So a chance to go for the back-to-back-to-back, the three-peat for the NLL, the Bandits coming home. Close game. They had a lead late, and I wondered if they would, you know, get the job done. But as much as you run the risk of losing the championship by going to the third game, the idea of coming back home for one more, you know, why not?
Exciting.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, it could be a big party at the arena on Saturday. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Monday. Nate's in for Joe a couple days this week. Joe's out this week. A little vacation for Joe. And we're chatting a couple different things here. Leafs and Panthers, that series is over. The Leafs lose. There's some stats that we run through. The Sabres have more playoff wins than the Leafs in the last 20 years. That's kind of tough to do for a team that's missed as often as the Sabres, but they have four series wins. The Leafs have two series wins. Their record in games in which they can clinch a series is 2-13 in the last 15 opportunities to do that, to clinch and move on. 2-13, that's pretty tough. Think about that, 13 times. 13 times having the chance to win a game and go to the next round. I guess 15 times.
15 times.
And twice they've won it. Tough. Really tough.
Yeah, that's one you can't hide from.
Mitch Marner, would the Sabres actually do it? And we talked about that a little bit with Paul. So plenty of that kind of stuff to get to. 803-0550 is our phone number. 1-888-550-2550. Some general NFL stuff as well. There's owners' meetings that go today. Now that we have the schedule, we've reached this portion of, you know, what? Mini camp stuff. And what's the next piece of news that's going to come out? I mean, James Cook tweets something. There was a report over the weekend about Chris Olave. Could the Saints be interested in moving him? That the Steelers have been calling about Olave. I saw Andrew Filippone on this one. So, quick thought on this, Nate, if you'll indulge me about
certainly
the wide receiver position.
Yeah,
because the Steelers are calling about Chris Olave. Olave is a little bit of an injury issue.
A lot of concussions.
Yeah, he is an awesome number one
an
wide receiver.
Unbelievably talented.
Yes. He is the. Yeah. The free Chris Olave, get him out of there.
Yes.
They don't have a quarterback. They have to decide what to do if they're going to pay him. And the Steelers don't either. That's true. The Steelers might have one soon, but I mean, they might have an old one. But so Olave could be moved. And you know, maybe the Steelers end up making that move. I don't know. It seems like it'd be a lot to get him out of there. I think a first-round pick would be a starting point if it's a late first, but maybe it's a day-two pick. Andrew Filippone reported the Steelers would part ways with a day-two pick for Olave, which most teams probably would.
I think would.
Most teams would. The injuries are
definitely a concern. They're a concern.
They are an issue. The Bills, I wouldn't really peg them for this. Their positions are kind of filled.
Like the conversation about Trey Hendrickson, I feel like that's over.
Yeah.
Joey Bosa's your Trey Hendrickson.
For at least 1 year.
Yeah.
For at least 1 year.
Yeah.
And for the Bills, you know, they've got contracts now at Palmer, Shakir, and Coleman. You know, maybe if Coleman doesn't have
Moore is there too.
Moore is a 1 year deal.
Yeah.
But if Coleman doesn't have a really strong sophomore campaign, I think the Bills do dip back into that market and that idea. But they're counting on him, and yeah, I think there's good reason to think that there's a lot there. So
Olave would be awesome in this offense.
Yes, he would.
He would be awesome.
Yes. He is fantastic.
Yeah.
Can he stay healthy is a big question. Like, he would have been a guy that we mentioned from time to time as just trying to identify where's a guy
that could break free,
that you could get out of a place, because these caliber players are tough to find. But I just don't think the Bills, really, the timeline necessarily matches for it right now.
I agree.
And it's, again, an indicator of how tough these guys are to get. How many times they get traded for first-round picks, or their team's interested and it just never comes to fruition. That was Ayuk last year, where Pittsburgh wants him.
And New England want him. He didn't want to go to either.
Yeah. So it's these can be tough to strike the deal. So Olave's name is out there now, but I wouldn't really expect the Bills to be over that because, you know, they like who they have. On Coleman, one of the more interesting things I read about Coleman last week was Marcus Mosier, who was on the afternoon show on Thursday or Friday, referring to him as one of the most important players in the NFL this year.
I read that piece.
Which, the case he made was, if he's great, then the Bills
might be unstoppable.
The Bills are going to dominate.
Yeah.
And
they might still do that even if he's
is everybody ready for the Bills to be, again, the strongest favorite to win their own division?
Yep.
Super Bowl odds by week two. If the Bills beat the Ravens week two, they will be the favorites to win the Super Bowl before September is out. Already, they are one of the Super Bowl favorites. I mean, there's no getting around it. Is everyone ready to go back to life as the favorite? Because it feels like last year, they liked being doubted. They liked the story about their team, which was turning it over. You want to say everybody eats. You want to say just a little bit different, the transition, getting rid of some aging vets. They kind of turned it over. And this year, I think expectations will be right back where they've been for quite some time. This is a little bit about like the Leafs. The Leafs live in the pressure. And, Nate, for a long time, the Bills have lived in pressure. And last year was a year where I still think it was there, but it's almost like someone let a release valve out a little bit, right? You want to say that was Diggs and Davis and Hyde and Poyer or whoever, you know, whatever. It felt like last year there was a little bit of pressure let out of that. And now we're back this year. The one seed is it, right? Isn't this a season-long one-seed race?
It always is.
They have a division that we think they should win. Mm-hmm. Their schedule in terms of who they match up with the NFC South, like, okay, that doesn't seem too tough. They will be pegged to be one of the top three teams, and if you beat the teams that you play against, Kansas City, Baltimore, like,
you should be in that position.
Close the stadium with the AFC Championship game. I put up a poll last week. What's the most likely scenario for the last game at Old Highmark? And the overwhelming winner was AFC Championship game. Host it.
It would be nice.
Yeah.
It would be awesome.
Would you pick them to get it?
I mean, their schedule. I take issue with declaring schedules easy and hard in May. Because everybody looked at that Bills schedule last year and thought, whew. I remember last May thinking, this is the hardest schedule I've ever seen. They started in May as the second hardest schedule in the league behind the New England Patriots, the two hardest schedules in the league last year. And by the time the stretch that everyone talked about being the make or break stretch, I felt it was more likely the Bills would have a repeat of 2023 where it's right up to the end. There's a stretch of games in there. They lose a bunch of games. They kind of cruise. Like that stretch of Kansas City and then home against San Francisco, the bye week. Like, they smoked San Francisco. They beat Kansas City by 2 scores. It kind of didn't. It wasn't as hard as it really was made out to be this time last May. So I'm not going to overreact to them being a top five easiest schedule in May. Too much changes from year to year. Too much changes from now until September, October. But yeah, I mean, right now, it feels like maybe their best opportunity, and isn't part of this conversation about their best opportunity at the one seed a little about the AFC West feeling like it's the most Again, that's another thing I feel like I don't want to say in May, because I feel like Okay. Every May you're like, the AFC West, it's going to be better.
I know.
Someone's going to dethrone them.
Well, last year, three teams made the playoffs.
They were good.
And now the fourth team is Geno Smith, who is respectably good.
And a good running back.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the league's best tight end. And a coach that is respectable, for once.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So if you want to dig really into this, I'm at ESPN.com, and you know, betting odds are one way to do this. And if you look at the Super Bowl odds, the Bills are not the favorite. The Eagles are, and the Chiefs are, and the Ravens and Bills are right there. If you look at the conference odds, it's a little bit different. This is where, whether it's strength of schedule, reputation, whatever it might be, the co-favorites to win the conference, Bills-Ravens. Chiefs slightly behind. And then if I look at win totals, once the schedule comes out, I probably get win totals before that. Now the schedule's out. The biggest number on the board for win totals is 11.5. Over-under is 11.5. And if you just go by the money line, which is how much you have to spend to win.
Yep.
The Bills are the favorite for the one seed. They are the most likely to get 12 wins. That's how I would interpret this. Over 11.5 for the Bills is minus 145. That same number for the Ravens and the Chiefs is even.
Mm.
That says, to me,
harder divisions.
Favorite for the one seed.
Yeah. Harder divisions.
Most likely to get 12 wins, according to this, at ESPN.com, ESPN bet. Most likely to get 12 wins is the Buffalo Bills, which means how could that not just easily translate to most likely to get the one seed?
And hasn't been, I mean, I think for me, this hasn't necessarily been the biggest argument for why I want the Bills to have the one seed. I think the home field advantage is super important, but I think that bye week ends up being hugely important. We seemingly talk about it every year in the pregame of the wild card game where we're like, this game kind of sucks because you don't want to be playing it. And like, I keep thinking that if there is the route, if the Bills are going to win a Super Bowl, that the route feels like it would have to be them winning the one seed, getting home field advantage for the AFC Championship game, and winning here. I think that for me, makes the most sense for the Bills. It's the easiest pathway. But how you'd get there, and the conversation about the odds and who's most likely to win the one seed and it being the Bills, again, I do think just goes back to the way the divisions are currently set up. It just feels like the Bills have the least to worry about 6 weeks a year. And the Chiefs might have the hardest. Because Cleveland, I think the Chiefs have the hardest divisional road this year of any team in the league.
Sure. The North has probably three respectable teams.
I think two really good ones.
One,
maybe a third.
Maybe a respectable. Yes. Yeah. The Chiefs have, on paper, we'd say the Chiefs have the toughest division. I'm with you because you said we've done that before and it's never played out that way. But maybe this is the year it does. Ron and Alden on this, on the one seed, is the Bills become the favorite for it? Hey, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys. Nice to talk to you again. My favorite part of the schedule is if we win the one seed, we don't travel for over 5 weeks. And if you make the Super Bowl, then it's like 7 weeks because the last two games are home, you get the bye week, and two home games if you win them both. That's a lot of time just spending at home. And I don't know if that's ever happened before, but I don't know if anyone's thinking that, like, wow, we don't have to travel for like a long time. They'll get home from the week 16 game that Sunday night, if I'm right about the week. Sunday, yeah. And that's it. So 6, 7, 8 weeks, they won't be, they'll just be sitting at home. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I think it's good. Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. I'm looking last year because the Chiefs had things locked up. They clinched the one seed when they played on Christmas, which was week 17, right? So they would have sat for week 18 at home and then bye week and then playoffs through there. But I don't think it's as that would be a week and a half. The Bills have their last two games at home with Philadelphia and then the Jets. That Philly game, it's in a weird spot.
It's in a super weird spot.
I
use my least favorite piece of the schedule.
Of the big part? Yeah.
It just feels like it could be meaningless for both teams, which I don't like.
Which is not that likely.
I would agree. I agree it's not that likely.
Yeah, but it could also get to a spot where we're at week 17 or whatever that is and thinking, well, these are the two best teams in football. You know what it'll be? It'll be the new Chiefs game where it's, well, whoever wins this game, great, congratulations. If they meet again, it's a lot more important.
Yes.
Mike and Tonawanda. Yes. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I don't know if you guys ever touched on this recently, but you notice, like, every other year, the Bills gone from, like, 11-6 to 13-3 and kind of switch back and forth. And this is the year for the 11-6 year. And I don't know why it is. I don't know if something quirky in the universe or not, but that seems to happen. Even when they had great teams, they've gone 11-6. And the years where, you know, they're not expecting much from them, they go 13-3 or 13-4 in the case last year. And I know I'm with Nate, and we were talking about easy schedule here in May, and it's like, you got to keep that in mind, too, because, yeah, we're talking about one seed and all this stuff. I mean, what if this is the 11-6 year? If they could break that trend, great. But for some reason, universally, it seems like they, every other year, it's the 11-6 year. They've got these unexplicable losses. You know, even the last thing went 11-6, they got the Denver loss on Monday night. Yep. And, you know, all along lines like that. So, I mean, keep that in mind. I don't know.
Yeah, what you're getting at, thanks, Mike. 13-11, 13-11, 13, you know, if that were to continue, it'd be 11 this year, which that would be under. And their over-under is 11.5. Things could go wrong, injuries. I don't want to say the offensive coordinator could lose his magic touch. That did happen to the last one.
It certainly did.
You mentioned that when the Bills beat the brakes off the Dolphins 1 week after 70-20, a month later we were all like, get this guy out of here. I don't expect that to happen to Joe Brady.
Neither do I. And it felt the Dorsey thing was a long time coming.
Yeah.
That was 8 months in the making, the frustration with him. And, I mean, they got the best version of Josh Allen last year with this OC. So I agree. I would say if I'm worried about one thing, if I'm worried about one side of the ball, obviously, you know, they're worried about one side of the ball more than the other.
Mm-hmm.
It would be Bobby Babich I'm worried about, not Joe Brady.
What's their biggest flaw?
Currently? Like, yeah, roster, right. Like, idea?
To start the season, the Bills are a favorite, one of the favorites to win the whole thing. We just ran through how they would be the number one seed, the favorite to be the number one seed most likely. to get to 12 wins, what's their biggest, what's the biggest thing holding them back? I don't have an easy answer.
I feel like I do, but I don't know that it matters. It's safeties.
Yeah, would you say safeties are going to keep them from 12 wins?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, their defense didn't stop them from getting 13 wins last year, and it was the worst they've had.
Yeah, that's right.
So if the question, to me, the question is, they've made a bunch of additions on that defense. Are they any better? I think they have to be, because they were bad. At times they were bad. The other times you felt like they were average, which sometimes feels bad in the NFL with how defenses or how good offenses are. Sometimes feeling like you have an average defense really feels like you have a bad defense.
Yeah.
But there were games last year, especially in the playoffs, that the Chiefs' performance, it was bad defensively. So can they be better than average? I think that'd be my question. And are the safeties going to be the reason or the thing that holds them back? But I don't think you could look at the safeties and say, because they're safeties, they can't win 12 games. I just think it's, could it hold them back from winning it? Because it did hold them back. But as I have said to you and have said many times, the Bills did have the ball in the hands of the offense the last 2 years, and
so
they've lost.
I went on in Kansas City with Carrington Harrison, who we have on the show all the time, and I go on that station in Kansas City all the time. And he asked the question, like, what's the chatter around here for the Bills and finally getting by the Chiefs? And I said to him basically that the conversation ends up being finding the missing 4 points.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's getting four
or
more,
stopping it,
or giving up four fewer.
Yeah.
It's the missing 4 points. And I think there are good cases to be made. You could get them on either side of the ball. I know the Bills scored 29 in that game they lost to the Chiefs, but 33 is not out of, you know, the realm of possibility for this Bills team. Is 33 asking too much? And if they average 30 in your biggest game of the year, can I get you to give me 33? So, again, that's not saying that the defense was great and the offense was to blame. Like I just relate it that way, that the conversation around here is about 4 points.
Yes.
We know they're good enough. We know they're great even. And where are they going to find the four-point answer? That four-point answer might be winning two more games down the stretch in November to get the one seed and be home so you don't play in wild card weekend and you are three players healthier than you have been. I mean, like when Benford got knocked out of the AFC Championship game, he had a concussion the week before, right?
Yep.
Like the guys get banged up in these games. They've lost really important players in these games down the stretch. And if they can be as healthy as possible, could that just alone be a difference between the 4 points they're looking for or, you know, falling the same way? 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. If you want to give us a ring on this, the Bills as the one seed. I think we can pull from the betting lines. They're the favorite for the one seed, not necessarily the favorite for the Super Bowl, but the favorite for the one seed. 803-0550. Jeremy and Joe, Nate is in today. Joe's on vacation this week. More of your phone calls on the other side here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.